flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, Shasky, let's not waste any time here. We have the president and CEO of the San Francisco Giants on the line here, Larry Bird, who's been part of the ownership group since 1992. Of course, 3 World Series championships in 2010, 2012, 2014. A hell of a run from 97 to 03. Now the Giants are trying to get back on track. Larry joins us courtesy of the River Islands guest line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line, isn't it time for you to discover the islands, River Islands, and Lathrop? Larry, good morning. What the heck made you want to call this show today?
How are you doing? Well, we're one step closer to baseball season, right? We all love football and basketball. Basketball's going strong. But after yesterday, we're one step closer. Can you feel spring training? Can you smell it a little bit?
I can. I was trying to sell people. Now, Shasky loved me to sell me on the 2025 Giants. They did a terrible job at doing that. I think I sold the audience on the 2025 Giants. How would you sell the 2025 Giants to the fan base here, Larry, in the Bay Area?
Well, I have to say, number one, kind of working alongside Buster Posey and seeing Buster at work, it's been a real joy. He, I think, is bringing a tremendous mindset to the job. So that's the first thing, because that's brand new in the roster construction in 2025.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're betting the NFL playoffs, you need to be listening to Cash the Ticket. We're breaking down every single game, totals, and sides, all the way to the big game. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Buster at the helm. And, you know, we've made 2 big moves, but, and, you know, you might say, well, how come you haven't made 22 moves? But the reality is Buster's learning the personnel. He was Zach Manassian, who has been with the Giants the last many years and is a very strong baseball person. And they're really looking for folks that can make a difference and carry culture into the clubhouse as well as big performance on the field. And I think with Willy Adames and Justin Verlander, those are 2 huge additions for us and really no subtractions per se. So we're feeling good, and, you know, there could be more moves going into spring training. Not going to promise that. and off we go. So we feel like the young pitchers are going to develop. Some of the young players we saw just flashes of last year, you know, their potential, like Ramos and Fitzgerald. And then you have Jung-Hoo Lee returning, which in a way is an addition, right? Because it was just a crusher when Jung-Hoo went down very early in the season last year. So that's a little bit of a summary of where we are.
Yeah. You know, Larry, you referenced kind of your love of the other sports. We've seen you at other games, right? Bonte seen you out at Chase Center. You're a local guy. You're like me and B, you know, like you want to see all the teams do well. There's no doubt about it. But obviously, like, I love baseball, and I know you love baseball. You love these Giants. Right now, it feels like, you know, the ball's up in the air. You know, the Warriors are kind of in a little dry spell. The Niners obviously are reloading right now. And the Giants have been, let's call it what it is, they've been down the last few years. How important is it for you, because of how invested you are with the San Francisco Giants, to get the Giants back on top and to be in the pole position here in terms of the forefront of the focus of the Bay Area fan? How important is that for you?
I think it's very important for me personally, but, you know, it's also very important for the fans. I mean, I think it all starts and stops with two things, and Buster and I have talked about this a lot. It's the fans and the players, and it's super important. You know, all of the rest of us are just doing what we can to bake the cake the right way. But, you know, for the fans, it's super important. And I go back, you know, you mentioned, I guess Bonte mentioned, you know, going back to 92, our group. You know, we've been in the hunt pretty much every year. A couple of years have been tough. Yeah, that's 32 years, right, with this ownership group. But the whole thing is we expect to be in the playoffs. We expect to win the division. We shoot to win the division, but certainly to compete for a championship in October. So the last, you know, 21, we won 107 games, but last 3 years have not been where we want them to be. And we're gonna go hard to get right back there. And, you know, a lot of things that are interesting as we've learned, and it's changed some. The team you start the season with in April is not necessarily the team you end the season with in September. That happened in some ways, you know, maybe a decade ago when we won the championships, but not so much today's world. I remember back in 2012, 162 game season, right? Guess how many starts the 5-man rotation took of the 162?
That was the year Lincecum kind of got pulled out of the rotation by the end.
Yep.
Zito came back. Kane had hurt his arm later on in the year. Man, I don't even. You tell me. I would love to know.
No, it's the other way from what you're theorizing. Actually, 159 of 162.
Wow.
Meaning that, yeah. So it was. So you got to have some things go the right way in that respect as well. And we did. So you know, we're hoping with our young arms this year going to be really important. But we do believe that, you know, nobody's talking about Robbie Ray. He's coming back. He's a former Cy Young winner. And with him and Webb and Verlander and Hicks and the bevy of young starters, so we feel like we're going to be, you know, we have a chance to really take big steps this year.
I'm talking to president and CEO of the San Francisco Giants, Larry Bear, here on the River Islands guest line as the Giants get ready for spring training in the year of 2025. Buster Posey running the show as well. He's in our front office. But Larry, you mentioned the 2021 season, 107 wins. It was a dream season. You played the Dodgers in the first round, losing a dramatic game 5. But since that point, the Giants are 240-246, 6 games under 500, and obviously not making the playoffs. And the Q rating may be at an all-time low with the fan base right now. What are some of the things you've learned over the last 3 years that you could take away to maybe not make the same mistake? Is it being too analytically driven? Is it too many lineup changes here? What is the biggest thing you learned over the last 3 years, Larry?
Yeah, so it's a good question. I think, you know, because being 500 team is not where we want to be at all. I'll just say that. Analytics, that it's kind of a broad brush. Everybody says, right. Well, analytics, you know, are you in or out or middle or whatever?
It's never going anywhere. And it's always been a part of the game, right?
Yeah, and there are 30 teams in Major League Baseball, and there are 30 teams involved in analytics, okay? And if we're not involved in analytics, we're missing information. So you're going to be involved in analytics. I do think that going forward and talking to Buster and the team, and this is really, you know, the baseball operations, the way they're putting it together, I do believe that we, and you've seen it now in just some recent moves in both in the offseason and as we got toward the end of last season, do believe that the value of having players out there every day, you mentioned about platoons, et cetera, the value of having players out there every day. I mean, Matt Chapman, I mean, you got to get a crane to get him, pull him off the field there. He's going to play 162 games if he possibly can. Willie Adames played 161 games last year with the Brewers in a playoff with a playoff team. The Jung-Hoo Lee is an everyday player, so we're going to see a lot more of that. I think as we move forward, we think that's a good recipe, a better recipe, and maybe a little bit. Bomel is not a big fan of openers. Sometimes circumstances dictate that you have to do that. So I think some of those things that you could argue are driven by analytics. There's also just the human element that we'll probably see more of this year. And I think that also, we talked about earlier, the fans and, 500 team is not what the fans want. I think that the fans want to fall in love with their players. Mm-hmm. And to fall in love with your players, you're playing every day, or you're Logan Webb and you want a complete game. Yeah. And he led the league in innings last year. So I think you're going to see those elements. That doesn't mean we're not going to use information to our benefit. Right. But it does mean that, a bit of a different approach.
Yeah, and I think you're spot on with the Matt Chapman stuff. Like, I coach a lot of kids, Steven Ravetcher's son, for example, and it's like these kids want someone that they can buy a T-shirt jersey of, and it's been very difficult the last couple of years. A lot of these kids go back to the Crawford era, and like they want their next guy, and so I'm looking over at it, and I know, like you, we hate the Dodgers, and I know you're competing with them, but the gap between the Giants and the Dodgers, and I get it, right now is not our time, but I'm looking at what they've done with their farm system, what they've done in international signing, the crazy trades that they've made, the bending that they've had in the open market. Do you guys think you're really competing with them currently? I know this is a bigger, baseball question, but that's our rival. And I'm beaten down over how great they are right now. And it's just, I don't know. I feel like I represent a lot of Giants fans when I say, I just kind of throw my hands up and I go, I can't believe what the juggernaut the Dodgers have become.
Look, they've made a lot of good bets. No pun intended. And with Mookie, and they've done good work. We can't focus on them. And I know it sounds like a pretty trite thing to say, but right. We've got to focus on ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have, there are 30 clubs. The years that we did win championships, nobody thought we'd be there at 12 and 14. Years that we made the playoffs, nobody thought. I think that you've got to look at this in a measured way. And we ended up being a 500 team last year. Our focus this year is progressing, dramatically. Can we turn 80 wins into 90 wins? We think we can. 92 wins, 95, whatever. And see where the chips fall where they may. We don't play the Dodgers 162 times. We play them now, whatever it is, 12 times. So, of other teams as well. And I just think that we see if our progression goes the way we're pushing it to go, then, we're fine with, competing with the Dodgers, and we should be okay.
It's time right now to give out the keywords you need to know to win a spot in the knockout tournament. The keyword is knockout. Again, the keyword is knockout. Listen between 8:30 and 9 o'clock, and when you hear the sounder, be the first to call in to give the keyword, and you will be on your way to Chase Center to play in the 95-70 game knockout tournament. Again, the keyword is knockout. As we're talking to Larry Beard, the CEO and president of the San Francisco Giants, here on the River Islands guest line. So, Larry, I know a lot of fans, we love the Willie Adames move, the richest contract you guys have ever given out to a free agent. 7 years, a lot of money, no full no trade clause. Corbin Burnes, I know you guys missed out on. Is there, with that money, maybe that you didn't give Corbin Burnes? Giants fans are asking about a guy like Pete Alonso. Now, I don't know the tampering rules in baseball, but would you guys be hesitant to make another big money move like that before spring training?
Yeah, we can't talk about players, players in free agents or under contract elsewhere. I would say this. I would say that one of the things we've done through the years that has served us well And it kind of goes back to the point of, you know, the team in April is not the same team in September, is we will be looking to improve the team, not just before the bell rings for, you know, the first pitch in Cincinnati on March 27th, I think it is. But before that, we will be, you know, we'll be looking at things before that to tweak the team. But during the season, more and more, you're finding moves get made. Obviously, people focus on the trade deadline. I'm not saying that we're going to, you know, save in a bunch of cash for the trade deadline, but those are, there's ways you can improve the team as you go through the season. It's possible as we get into spring training, depending on who's signed and right. Who isn't signed, we can make moves before spring training. But I do think that, you know, we want to let some of the players that began to emerge last year, some of the young players who the fans like, and you talk about buying jerseys, you know, some of these players like the Ramoses and like the Fitzgeralds and potentially like the Birdsongs and others, you know, could be those players. So we don't want to stop their development as well. We believe we have some players coming, you know, Bryce at first base. I mean, there's some others. So we want to do that blend, and we don't want to put somebody on the team that's going to push back somebody who may develop. Matos in right field. I mean, there's folks that Buster and the team are excited about.
Yeah, and you brought up Bryce, and I think got to ask about him. Like, I'm watching in the division. I remember when Fernando Tatis was 20 years old playing shortstop opening day. You guys were down in San Diego, and I was like, wow, this guy is unbelievable. Last year, Jackson Merrill, I mean, spent the whole year with them at 20 years old playing center field. What's the plan for Bryce? I know guy can't save a franchise, all right? It wasn't just Buster. It was Timmy and Kane and all the different guys and a lot of veterans. But this guy, there is a lot on this kid's plate, fair or not. And it feels like the weight of the development of the farm over the next 5 to 10 years is going to be predicated on whether he hits or not. I feel like there's a lot going on. What is your guys' plan for 2025 for this young man?
Yeah, Shasky, I mean, look, we don't want to put too much on him. That's not fair. But I will hearken back to a young man that came up first in 2009 named Buster Posey, right? And everybody, and he was on everybody's radar, right? He was the fifth overall pick. Everybody was talking about him, Buster Posey. Well, there's some old farm system out there. But, you know, Buster had a big impact. The thing that I think we did well, this is Brian Sabian, and Bobby Evans, I think that was, and Ned Colletti at the beginning of it, was we brought him along, you know, kind of at the right pace, right? So he touched every level of the farm system. And then Buster, when he came in briefly in 2009. And then in 2010 on the team, and we traded Benji Molina and off we went. I think, you know, ideally that's just looking back, that might be a kind of a textbook way to do it. So I don't want to make any predictions, and obviously there's health and there's lots of things factor in, but the reality is now Bryce is going to be in AAA this year. And, you know, so as you look at the development, could it be this year? Could it be next year? And to your point though, there are a lot of guys down there, and you can't say the whole farm system rides on his development, but you have somebody that's, you know, sort of universally viewed the way he's viewed. You know, it's exciting for the fans, and that again, to going back to one of your earlier comments, which I obviously double click into is, you know, you want fans to fall in love with the players and want to buy jerseys, etc. And the easiest way to do that is to have a young player that you know will be with you for 6 years. It's really tough to get a player who is in a 1 year opt out. It's hard to, how do you fall in love with a player? I'm not saying we will never do opt outs, but how do you fall in love with a player if he's got a, you know, 2 year deal with an opt out after year one? Yep.
Totally agree.
You preach it to totally the choir agree. Here, Larry. I know you got to run real quick. 30 seconds are left. A lot of fans still ask about Marco Luciano. Is he still in the long term plans for the San Francisco Giants?
I think so. It was interesting. Marco, I wasn't down there, but we had our fan fest in San Jose on Saturday. He was down there with Willie Adames, and I think there was just a story out today. I saw the headline there's really, I think, a lot of hope that he can, that Willie will have an influence on him and some of the other players have an influence on him. Remember, Marco is young. He's 22 years old. Feels like he's been around for a while. That's because he was signed as an international player when he was 16. So, some of the tough early bumps and bruises you're going to get playing the game, psychological bumps and bruises you're going to get playing the game that everybody gets, he got at the major league level last year, and it was tough. But we're still very high on him and looking at the right position for him. And we think an influence like Willie could have a really good influence on him.
All right, we can't wait to see Willie Adames in a new look San Francisco Giants. Not a bad sales job, Larry.
Thank you, Larry.
Not a bad sales job. I don't know if it was better than mine, but not bad, Larry.
Hey, don't be strangers. We'll talk soon.
Sounds great.
We'll talk soon, Larry. We'll talk soon. Appreciate the time today, brother.
I'm so ready for baseball.
CEO and president of the San Francisco Giants here on The Morning Rush.